Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and how deeply grateful I am you chose to be with me on this 12th day of January 2019, and I am really grateful to be here. I want to thank those of you who rallied at the year end of last year to help us sustain our radio program. We barely made it, and I just want to tell you once again how grateful I am that we did make it at all. I really am. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, today we're going to be looking at the negative. I get a lot of questions about how to deal with the negative. And these are negative thoughts that people are referring to. So we're going to take a look at that. I want to remind you that though we're out of the woods for now, we're not going to be out forever. And we need your support. This radio program is supported solely and entirely upon your tax-deductible gifts. It is only through your giving. It is only through your gifts that I am able to be here. And if you did not sign up to be a sponsor, I hope you will, to really help us sustain our radio program and keep this going. I get, on the average, about 30 emails a week talking about the radio program with questions and everything. And they're important emails because they're important to the people who write them. I know you're going to say, well, then why don't they support it? I don't know. I really don't know. It's just the way people are these days. They're not like they were when I was a young man. So anyway, I hope that you will help us and just do your bit, that's all. Do your kindness, your act of love, and that's all that's necessary. Your act of love can change many people's lives. Really, it can. So if you're interested, go to the website at aspire.org, and there you will see how to support Aspire. It's right there on the front page, and you can watch it, listen to it, and sign up right there. All right, let's talk about this negative, positive stuff that people get involved in. I get a lot of emails regarding people's negative thinking and all of that, and how to deal with it. So there are some real misgivings, misunderstandings about all of this. And if you've read the book Behave, you will understand by Robert Spensky that it is a biological thing, a genetic thing. Your biology is set forth by your genetics, and your genetics then kick in, and before you know it, this is what you're thinking, saying, and doing until you become conscious. You don't have a choice. You either are going to live your life as a matter of the heart, the matter of your spirit, the matter of love within you, or you're going to miss the whole thing. And most people miss because they, you know, don't pay attention to what's really going on within them. So I'm going to offer to you some answers to these questions, and we'll go to the first one, which is from Nikki. I don't know where she lives. Greg, what can I do to get rid of negative thinking? I've listened to other teachers like Tolle, and I don't understand. Nikki, I'm sorry. Nikki, I don't know anything about Tolle. I'm not a big Tolle fan. So I can tell you what your negativity might be about and what you can do about it and what you need to understand. That's really what I can do for you. First of all, as I said a little earlier, our negative thinking is based on our genetic nature. Your brain works on chemistry, the chemistry that was implanted there through your genetics. So if you're prone to such things as depression or schizophrenia, and by being bipolar, there are traits that you pick up from your genetics, and they are going to be there, Nikki, forever. I mean, they're not going to go away. Your traits will be there forever in your body. Now, you can sit there and fuss and fume about it. You can do affirmations and denials and all sorts of things that people will tell you to do that won't work, because eventually you'll get the rock halfway up the hill, the boulder, you know, pushing it up the hill, and then eventually something will happen and it'll roll right over you and you're back down to the bottom again. You'll never get it over the crest. So the idea here is to transcend your chemistry. You and I must develop consciousness. If I do not develop consciousness, I will be subject to my body, my chemistry. It's still going to go on the way it's going to go on. My body, my chemistry, everything. I have negative thoughts too, just like anyone else, I suppose. I see them rattling around in the background of my mind. I do. But I don't engage them. I don't ask them, come forward, depress me, make me feel bad. Tell me what I should be afraid of. I don't do that. People love to be afraid. We will pay Hollywood to make movies that are gross and absolutely frightful to us, shocking our senses, and we will actually pay them money to do it. Good money. Money we would never, let's say, give away. Give to help a charity. Give to help Aspire. You'll pay money to go be frightened. Now, you got to ask yourself, why would I do that? You think you have choices. You don't. You don't have choices in the quality of your thoughts. You can read and novels and science books and everything, but it isn't going to help you, because eventually you're going to be reduced down to your average, everyday pedestrian mentality that is based in our genetics. I have it, you have it, everyone has it. The difference is this. Now listen to me. You must do some things that are different, Nikki. You have to, first of all, want to transcend the quality of your thoughts, your negativity. And to transcend that means, yes, there is a whole litany of things you're going to have to do. You're going to have to do catharsis. I have catharsis here on the website. You can go and order a catharsis CD. You have to do your catharsis for, probably every day. 5 days a week at least in the beginning, just to get acquainted with the negativity of your emotions and where they come from. And a catharsis is something you practice with heavy breathing. And then some of them have oming in it, and some of them have just fast breath work. These things change and alter the way we experience our mind. Then after you start to get adept at that and you can recognize where your thoughts come from, where what you call your negative thoughts come from, which is emotionality and the pinging of your genetics, all of a sudden you will start to see how they work on you. They're cunning. They paint pictures for you of a better life or a worse life. They paint pictures of the idea of you shouldn't do this, you ought to do that, things like that. They'll start to give you answers that aren't answers, and that's the key. They promote answers that aren't really answers by promoting questions that don't exist. Your mind might think they exist, but they don't. And when you have done your meditations, your Vipassana, you start entering into meditations where you are watching your breath. I have loads of meditations on the website to help you with this. You watch your breath. You watch your breath. I have Tibetan pulsings, Tummo meditations, all sorts of things there to help you. But you're going to have to be dedicated to it. And here's the problem. Nikki, most people, by the time they ask me this question, are so far gone, so far entrenched in their emotionality and entrenched in their negativity that they can't get out of it. It would take a Herculean effort for them to be devoted, dedicated into a routine. I'm going to call it that, but it really shouldn't be, but a routine, a practice, an authentic practice every day where they are absolutely working on themselves, absolutely changing the way they deal with their emotionality. It is your emotions that are the culprit here. And if you don't understand that, if you don't get that, if that isn't something that just goes, oh, I get that, then you need more and more practice. Then when your quote-unquote negative thoughts come up, you will look at them and go, oh, I don't have to do that. Because you are now in a different state of mind, a mind that is not subservient to the emotionality, to the ego, to the vanity, to the pride. You aren't subservient to it anymore. That makes a huge difference in your life. Trust me, it does. So that's how you do it. You don't get rid of them, though. I need to say this to you. They never go away because you have a human body. And as long as you have a human body with human emotions, you're going to have these negative thoughts, as you like to call them, rolling around in you. That's just the way they are. And that's what comes with having a human body. But you can't let that bother you. Just like if you had a deformity, let's say you, I don't know what you would have. Just something that you would have to learn to live with inside you. And that is the way it is. You learn to live with your negativity by not engaging in it, but realizing its potential is always there. That's how you deal with it, Nikki. You're probably not going to do this because it takes a lot of work and a lot of practice. So you're probably, if you're like most people, you'll just succumb to it all and go, I just can't do it. And another life wasted. Don't do that, Nikki. Don't do that. Get involved. And if you need help from me, that's what I'm here for. Please forgive me. Namaste. The trouble with, you know, these quote-unquote negative thoughts is that they are so incorporated in our everyday life. They're just entrenched in how we live within ourselves that, you know, they don't go away. Here's one from Carol. Doesn't tell me where she lives. My thoughts are all the same. They're always the same. Why, Carol? Well, Carol, it's amazing that you understand they're always the same. I'm impressed. I really am. Most people don't know their thoughts are all the same. They don't have that point of second person, as it were, to see the repetitiousness of their thoughts and how their thoughts just go around and around and around and around and around. It's just terrible for them. It is. But the fact that you see that is amazing. Again, if you can step back one more step into third person and let those thoughts go round and round and round and round, but not allow those thoughts to make you move into action or to make you feel bad about yourself or to cause you pain and sorrow in any way, shape, or form. The trick is don't act on the thoughts. That's the trick. I'm not really sure what you mean when you say my thoughts are all the same. I'm going to assume you have the same kind of thoughts over and over and over again. That's what I'm going to assume. I hope I'm right. This is the way the mind works genetically. This is the way your chemistry works. People who have difficulty with this need to read books. They need to get information about their DNA, their genetics, their chemistry. Read the book Behave. It's all very important for you and for me. Once you understand the chemistry, the science of it, then you can understand the futility of staying the same. Most people don't want to change. Carol, I have been a teacher for over 45 years, and I'm telling you, most people do not want to change. Not one inch, not one thing. They don't want to change the way they think. They think they're right. Their self-righteousness is very important to them. They think they're better than or lesser than. They have all sorts of ideas. All of my ideas about the Gregory are all false. All of them. None of them are true. I want you to understand that. All the thoughts you have about Carol are false. They're not true at all. They're your assumptions. They're your ideas. And you have to ask, where did I get these? What was the environment that I had that promoted the emotionality for me to think like this? Emotions are the source of our thoughts. Psychologists will tell you the opposite, that your thoughts are the source of your emotions. But I don't believe that. It is not true for me, at least. I have found that when I'm emotional, my thoughts, well, they preempt everything. And before I get to a certain emotion, like anger or frustration, I can see my emotions building into a kind of a conglomerate, a cluster. And they get together and they start formulating beliefs and ideas and ideals and fears. And before I know it, there I am with a slew of thoughts that have nothing to do with the reality of my life. But I still think they're real because my emotions told me so. It's all based, a lot of it, on fear. And when a person lives in a tremendous amount of fear, they have a tremendous amount of thought. And they're always working to try to avoid whatever it is they're afraid of and not go towards the heart. To go towards the heart is a very important thing. The antidote, actually, to everything and anything in this world is the spiritual heart. Without the spiritual heart, and cultivating that, you and I are left to our emotions. And being left to them, as I have pointed out here in this program, can be ruthless and absolutely merciless. It is only in going to your authentic heart. Do you know what your authentic heart is? Are you aware of it? Does it resonate to you? That is the key. That's what meditation is all about. To enter into the authentic heart, it's going to take, Carol, like I told Nikki, great discipline. You're going to have to change your whole operation, mode of operandi. Your whole life has got to be changed. And if it's not, if you don't change it, if you don't allow for change, it is going to find you, and you're going to find that your life, this thing that's going to find you, is all emotion. And you'll find all sorts of ways to walk around highly emotional, deeply afraid, and always in anticipation or hope of something better, with the anticipation that it isn't going to happen at all, that negative thinking. And there you are. This goes around and around and around. People just don't care. They don't see it for what it is. They don't want to see it for what it is. And that makes it what it is. So you ask, why are your thoughts all the same? Because that's the nature of your chemistry in your body. That's the nature of your genetic emotions. You can change all of that by transcending it. You can't change your chemistry. Well, maybe you will. Who knows? But right now, as far as science is concerned, we can't change our chemistry. We can change our approach to our chemistry. We can change the way we relate to our emotions. And maybe later on, that will change our chemistry. I wouldn't put it past the ability of spirituality to transcend the human body. Never put that past that. But there you are. It can happen. But it's not going to happen if you don't start working on yourself. And that's something that people don't want to do. Carol, thank you for your kind question. Please forgive me. Namaste. And the last question from, who is this? Lisa. Does not tell me where she lives. Can I get positive? That's her only question. Can I get positive? I thought that was pretty cute. Well, if you can get positive, Lisa, you can get negative. If you get negative, you can try to get positive, and you can play this game over and over and over again to nauseam if you want. I suppose you could. But the real question to me is not can I be negative or positive, but can I become authentic? Can I become authentic to love? Can I become love itself? Can I? You can be love. You can accelerate your life to love. You can. Can you be conscious? Yes. You practice and practice. Listen, if I can do it, anyone can do it. I am nothing special, believe me. Yes, I've worked on it quite a few years, but that doesn't really matter. What matters is there are some people who can get it in a moment. You have to change your environment. You have to look around and see what is the environment that feeds my emotionality, that feeds it to believe this, this, or this. Maybe you have placed emphasis in, when I say environment, I'm talking about things like our value system. What do you value? What is it that's valuable to you? That will cultivate thought. That will cultivate either negative thinking or positive thinking, as you will think of it. But the best way to deal with it, because you are either going to be pro-negative or pro-positive or whatever, this whole thing is just a dilemma. If you become aware, if you transcend negative and positive, you come to a really interesting place inside where you're not touched by any of it. You realize the human is just doing the human. You don't hate it. You don't dislike it. You don't like it. You just understand it. It is an animal, and this is what it does. But the object will be not to condemn it or condone it. The object is to transcend it. You do this with your breath, watching your breath, lift your breath. Bring your breath into your heart chakra, then release it. Bring your breath back into your heart chakra, then release it. Then take a breath into your heart chakra and release it up through your crown chakra. Just like that, over and over, watching, get good at it. Once you get good at it, you can do it all the time during the day. No one will even notice. And you will start to see, first of all, you'll go into from first person to second person. You'll be able to see the thoughts themselves. The third person is you will see the quality of the thoughts, like an adamant object. You will start to see that they are there. There are thoughts that are familiar to your family, your friends, whatever. And then you won't need to be positive because you will know the way inside your heart. Your heart will become predominant, I promise you, absolutely predominant. Your heart will accentuate the goodness of your being, the loveliness of your beingness, and it is lovely. And then that will be your environment. That will be your motivation. That will be the way of your life forever. This can happen. It all depends on how willing you are to be devoted, to go against your genetics and your chemistry for the sake of a love that is greater than anything you've ever known before. I hope that helps you, Lisa. Please forgive me. Namaste. I'm out of here. I certainly hope this helped you. That's what it was intended to do. If you have questions or comments, you know what to do. Come to the website at aspire.org and enjoy. Boy, I lost my closing there. Anyway, come to the website at aspire.org and enjoy it. And you can ask a question there, okay? Have a beautiful day. Please forgive me, eh? Happy New Year. Namaste.